From roofing and remodeling to the projects you've been putting off, it's time to get to work. And the pros from Lindus are here to help. This is the Lindus Construction Home Improvement Show, presented by Lindus Construction, providing Minnesota and Wisconsin with the best products and workmanship. Now, alongside master craftsman Andy Lindus, here's Denny Long.
Denny Long here, my final day at the Good Neighbor, and boy, what a day it's been. A lot of my friends, co-workers have been here, and I really do appreciate that. It's been quite a crowd. And our producer, my pal Ryan Perpich, it is your day, last day as well. I don't know how many people know that. But
well, it's not about me. It's about you today.
But it's not about, you didn't do this because I'm leaving,
no. Well, no. I have some other stuff going on. It aligned perfectly with. So I'm catching on to your grand goodbye here.
All right, well, we're glad you're here, and thanks for everything. In case I failed to ask you before this hour is up, but here we are, the beginning of a home improvement show that has been around for many years, thanks to people at Lindus Construction. And not only is Andy Lindus back here to answer these questions. By the way, you know, you can call it in or you can text it in, 651-461-9226. Andy, good morning. Here we are back in the studio.
Yes, I know. Pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah. Been a while.
Yes.
Just about, I'll say the one time, I think 6 years since we've been here.
Correct.
And not only did you walk in the door, but I saw some familiar faces I haven't seen for many years.
Yes.
And you know them, and I know them. Your mom and dad, Emily and Kevin Lindus, good to see you guys.
You as well.
You started all this.
Well, you really started it.
No, it was started when we ordered some LeafGuard gutters. How many years ago was it? 30 almost?
Yeah, it's I want to say it was 94, 95 when we installed LeafGuard for you for the first time. So yeah, it went by pretty quick.
It really did. And I remember, was his name Rich?
Yeah.
Is that it? Rich?
Rich Cordes.
And I said, are you sure I don't have to go up there on that ladder and clean the gutters? And what did he say? You can if it makes you feel better. but you, is he still with us, by the way?
He is not, unfortunately.
Well, that was quite a while ago. And to this day, Andy and I, as you know, talk about those LeafGuard gutters, among other things. And I have yet to have to clean them. So that's really a relief.
In fact, I
bought a ladder a long time ago. I've never used it.
Awesome.
It's hanging up in the garage, so there's an endorsement there of those great gutters. But I was talking to Andy earlier, you guys, and I thought maybe this is really an appropriate time, being my final day here on CCO and doing this show. I had envisioned these things when we transferred from a music station, partially, always news, but music, to a more talk. And one of the things I wanted to do, because I had an interest in it, and I wanted to learn more about gardening, but I loved the home improvement stuff. I wanted to learn more about that, and we kind of developed that. And you guys came along years later, and all these years you've been kind enough to making sure that this show happened. But maybe people don't know about the whole genesis of Lindus Construction, how this whole thing got started. And was it something I mentioned earlier, like, be careful what you wish, you just might get it? Kevin, you and Emily, what were you doing before you got into the whole Lindus Construction thing?
Well, I was working for a scrap company out of Baldwin. Now, what we actually did is we took batteries and cut the tops off and dumped the lead out. And I asked for a raise. They didn't get it, so I went and worked for my brother in siding. They laid me off, and then I worked for an electrician, and he laid me off. I says, well, I might as well go out on my own. and that's where I started, and I starved for 3 years, and then it took off. So it really did a good job, and it helped. I really married well. She was home with the boys and taking care of them, and I was out late at night doing bids. A lot of my credit goes to this lady right here.
So it like a lot of folks, and again, for those that don't know, you guys are still family-owned, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sold, the three boys got into the business, and they each kind of have their own area of expertise. It's not that all of them couldn't do everything, but each of them has a specialty. and they count on each other for that. And no one can beat them up except each other, so they stuck together. Yeah. And they've grown the business. I mean, my goodness, they have grown the business since.
So they've done a good job.
They've done an amazing job, and it's, you know, paperless, and, you know, they started a software company, and everything is amazing.
Take me back to those early days. You talk about changes, computers, and digital. What what was it like? I mean, did you do everything analog, everything by...
By hand.
By hand.
I had a 900-foot ledger sheet that I would keep track of everything. And that's how we did that. We kept track of it.
I have the typewriter still in a case that Dad would use to have Brenda, I believe, type up the estimates before he gave them to people. And we actually have a letter in one of our trophy cases, and it was a memo that Dad had made to my mom and Brenda, the two office people, on a meeting that they're going to have on what we're actually going to use the first computer at Linus Construction for. Dad,
really?
Dad knew there was a big capital expense happening, and he wanted to make sure we were actually going to use this piece of equipment for something. And it's a lot of history there, and some of the old advertisements. I think that's where Mom's genius came in. The some of the newspaper ads and some of the things. Like there's one hanging in there. You got Dad, and what people need to understand is, like, I don't have to do what Dad did or what Mom did, because Dad would leave before I got up in the morning, and then he'd work all day on a job site and then go do estimates that night. So it was Dad and his entire crew on a plank bent over backwards, and it was a pretty simple ad. So we would bend over backwards for you, and that went into every newspaper. There was always
that was your mother's your mother's creativity.
So Daryl Frank would cringe when I'd come up with an ad.
So you guys were kind of a one man band. You did everything.
We did everything.
Now, how many people? I remember going to your anniversary parties that you had X amount of people at the time. How many employees do you guys have now?
163.
163. Right. How did you find people way back when it was the two of you?
You know, we found good people who knew us, and the more good people you get, the more good people you continue to get. You know, so we would, you know, we treat them well. They're family. And really, that's our best source of getting employees, is we get more employees through better employees.
Yeah, that's something that definitely came down the pike for when I was growing up. The place to work in our area of the world. You know, I grew up in Western Wisconsin, and it seemed like everybody that worked at Anderson Windows had a good life. And that was like the job that people wanted to go after, and people talked about wanting that job. And so early on, as we, you know, again, like if you look at it, let's just take our roofing division. He's a second generation worker there. So his dad worked at Linus Construction. Our siding division, his dad and him were a siding crew. Rick came up, his dad worked with my dad. So it's not just me, Adam, and Alex that are second generation people at Linus Construction. We have a bunch of second generation people that started at Linus Construction as greenhorns and worked their way up to management roles now. And that's made life easier and easier and easier. And we still have things to work on, always.
Always.
But I think if Mom and Dad's super strength was surrounding themselves by pretty awesome people, and I've had the benefit of not only working with those people, but those people's children as well. And that's and sometimes we have some third generation people
at
Linus Construction as well. We don't have anybody that's made it 55 years yet, Denny.
But it'll happen.
We had a 47-year anniversary for somebody, or 40, what was Jimmy, 47 or 45?
I don't remember, but yeah, he was our first employee, and he actually retired. Oh, but
Melvin.
Yeah.
That's a good sign. And again, Andy and I have talked about this. You surround yourself with good people.
Right.
And you become successful because of that, too, among other things.
Well, Andrew, you talked about last week when you first started, you needed a safe line to call. And Denny, you were such a huge help.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you helped him and coached him. And we can't thank you enough for that. We had lifelines for him to call in between the breaks.
I remember that. Well, you never know what the listener is going to call in for.
You know what?
It really does keep you on your toes.
It does.
And we helped each other, actually.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
Daryl Frank has still saved my phone as the wizard.
Yes.
Because Daryl Frank ran our design build crew on Atlantis Construction. This guy is a remodeling genius when it comes to figuring things out. And he always answered his phone call. So it was I'd either call Dad or Daryl on the breaks to try to figure out what the heck this question meant and how do I sound intelligent answering this. I think I've heard it a couple of times today. The coaching you've done here is you've helped a lot of us out in the early years and our filler words and what to say and giving us the confidence to do stuff like this. You're going to be very, very missed, and you're really good at it.
Well, thank you for that. I don't know about all of that's true, but we help each other. It is that kind of a situation here. It's kind of like making a movie, right? I mean, you got all these people working together, and that's what happens. When we come back, by the way, speaking of help, if you have any kind of a home improvement question, I don't want to forget our listeners either. You can call in with whatever. Maybe you got a project in mind. Maybe you want to ask about siding. God, these are the people you want to talk with. Maybe some windows. In fact, I saw a text during the week about asking Andy. Would you ask Andy again about the difference in windows as far as replacement windows? You know, we talk about that a lot. Mm-hmm. Just slapping in, you know, some empty hole. And what does Linda's do that other people maybe don't? 651-461-9226. Any kind of home improvement question, we welcome yours today. Here on News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Stay with us. And welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show. Of course, thanks to Linda's Construction for making this show happen every week here on WCCO. In studio, by the way, yes, Denny Long here in studio with not only Andy Lindis, but Emily and Kevin Lindis as well. We've got the leaders of this amazing company that we've been so proud to work with here on the radio, and personally, too, as a matter of fact. I want to get back in just a moment after we grab a phone call with taking you guys back, Emily and Kevin, about what it was like in those early days and how difficult it was, if it was, to find workers and how you've grown. Like, what was the first year like, the second year like? Just to give us a little description when we come back. But off to the phone, Star Prairie, Wisconsin. Luke is there. Luke, good morning. We are ready for you.
Well, hi, Daddy. I got a deck question for you.
This Luke. I know this Luke. Luke Panic is with us. Hey, Luke.
You know, next Saturday I rented a floor sander and I wanted to work on my deck. I understand you have some experience.
Yes. Yes, I still have the bruises to prove it, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking maybe you could help me out.
This is kind of an inside joke. Luke and I were talking about the sanding a deck, and I had years ago rented a sander, like a floor sander, and did that. And it was like you see some people that ride on those mechanical bulls. This was kind of like that, because it just took me all over the deck at the time. No, that is not what I would have been doing for a living, okay. For sure, Luke. Okay, what else you got?
Well, I just wanted to thank you. You're a special guy, and I'm so lucky to spend some time with you and get a little introduction to radio. So thank you so much, and just couldn't be prouder of you.
Well, Luke, I got a suggestion for you. Make sure you use that one outlet in your garage for the sander.
Yeah, good idea.
There's an inside joke there. I haven't heard about it. Luke, it's a pleasure. Thank you for calling in. And it was always fun working with you. And, you know, I hope that, and I know we're going to be still, when Andy has some time off, whenever that happens, that Luke will be in his place. And I'll be listening. In fact, I'll be calling in. What do you think of that? I'll be trying to stump Luke Panic.
I like it.
Well, that's fantastic. And, Daddy, you give me a call anytime if you need any help with anything at your house. I got no cabins going on now, so my phone line is open.
Outstanding. I will take you up on that. Luke, thank you for everything, and thanks for calling today.
You bet. Have a great day.
All right. Luke Panic. Is that still fair to call Luke the deck and porch special? He wears a lot of hats at Linda's Construction.
Oh, yeah, he's spearheading the design build side of things. I wonder what he's going to do with all his time now.
Because he's always working on something.
The last 3 years, he's been building a house. So he's been buying properties in around northern Minnesota and redoing cabins for short-term rental stuff. So I think he has one up by Grand Rapids, one on Lake Vermilion, and than the rest of his family's cabins. And he's got some stories. He's one of my favorite storytellers of all
time.
He's
a good storyteller.
They turned out fabulously. The really beautiful-looking cabins, too. It's
really? He's got, I like to say, he used to and still does send me some pictures sometimes. You know. Well, we're just about to go on the show. Let's see. I didn't want to remiss and not get a question answered. Oh, here's one. And then we're going to get back to the genesis, the old beginning of Linda's. Texter says, we have brown spots on our kitchen ceiling from moisture getting in. We have had people come and look at our attic. They said that it really is just because of when we had very cold temps and the humidity that we had in our house seeped up into there. With that said, what is your tip on painting or getting rid of the brown spots? I know there's got to be first things first there in that situation. What do you think, you guys?
Well, it's going to be really tough to just paint the brown spots and get a match. I would anticipate having to paint the entire ceiling. And the insulation people aren't wrong. I wouldn't say it's the humidity getting into the attic. It's cold air or warm air getting into the attic, meeting a cold surface. That's going to create your condensation. The condensation, when it melts, the reason why it's brown is because of all the dust and mold and mildew that's probably in that attic. As that melts and goes through that insulation, it's going to leave that brown spot in the ceiling. So two things. You can paint the ceiling. That's not going to stop anything, though. This will happen again unless you address the insulation. It might even, maybe if it was just like a really cold time, but it might take a couple, 3, 4, or 5 years for these brown spots to show up again. But I would at least, you know, talk to the people that you had out and see what it would be to remove all the insulation. It's not insulation that's the problem. It's attic air sealing that is the problem. You need to seal that entire attic off. More than likely, there's not a vapor barrier on that attic, which is required by code now. And that's why a lot of times when we get into attics that don't have that, we're going to remove all that old insulation and then put down a layer of spray foam and then blow in cellulose over the top.
If you have any kind of a home improvement question, 651-461-9226. Keep in mind, you can always call it in. Or text it in. Either way, 651-461-9226. If you're just joining us, besides Andy Lindis, Kevin and Emily Lindis are in studio with us. We appreciate you guys taking the time to actually come in here. And let's go back to those early years. I find it interesting to see, I don't want to use the word struggle.
But we blocked it out, Denny.
Really, I bet you have. But now you're kind of reaping the rewards of all your hard work.
Right.
It took you a while to get there, though.
It sure did.
How did you find the people? That's going back to that thing. Because how many, let's say in the first year of your business, how many people did you have working for you and with you,
would
you say?
I remember my uncle hired me at nighttime to do some maintenance at his shop in Baldwin there. And when I come down out of the attic, I was doing some insulating there and fixing some stuff upstairs. And then it was Fabri-Tech back then. And then Angie Olson was working there at nighttime too. And she asked me, Kevin, you got any openings for any work? No, I'm working alone. And he says, I got to get my son out of the house. And that was Jimmy Olson, who just was his longest.
That's the long-term guy.
Yeah. And then I called up Jimmy, and we got Jimmy working with us. And we come home from siding. He would play with my three boys, and he would eat with us. And there's times we had struggle to make payroll, and I asked Jimmy, "How about can you just hold your check for 1 week?" And then he said, "No problem." And then after about 6 weeks, he said, "Jim, what are you doing with those checks? Well, you told me to hold them."
And he did.
He did.
That
he did.
For 3 months.
I said, you can cash them. We got to balance a checkbook.
I would pack lunches for both of them, and Jimmy would eat supper with us every night.
Really family.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it.
And then we hired another friend of Jimmy's, Jonathan. And then, Daryl Frank was next.
Yeah, and they had good friends. They all brought them in together, and they worked together. And one thing about the show here, I remember when Andy started, we got him off the plank, and then he started in the sales business with us and doing the salesmanship. Then he took over sales. He came to me one day and said, him and Emily, because they always teamed up on me, and said, we got to hire a sales manager. And he said, what? You know, I didn't learn a sales manager. And I said, okay, go ahead. And that was Andy's doing, and that really helped us well. And then one day he walked in. We were on CCO, I think, what, four times a year with Home Depot. And then Andy and Emily came in and says, we want to do the whole show. Okay. And I had to step back, and I said, of course, I was outvoted 2-1. And so,
as usual.
And then Andy's the one who made the show, and he's done such a great job and a good name out there, especially when you went to the state fair and all these people want to come up and see him. So.
Oh, yeah, our open house, too. Is Denny Long here? Is Andy here? Is Denny Long here? He'd pass up the two brothers. Oh, you're Linda. Well, is Andy here? Is
Denny every Long one of those here? Live performances, there's always, I think her name is Deb, and she shows up. She's a big Denny Long fan, but she's always got baked goods, so I always appreciated that. She's won, like, every ribbon, and she's a customer of ours now.
No kidding.
She picks a new category at the state fair every year to try to win the blue ribbon at, and so she, yeah, I've enjoyed plenty of her treats over the years as she comes to talk to you, but give me the candy.
That's the way you like it.
Nice. Yeah.
Speaking of treats, it's been a treat this Saturday. Today being my last day here on CCO Radio. Some great folks, not only in the studio, but texters as well. It is so much appreciated. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Should we look at weather, Ryan? What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
You're looking for the microphone. You'll get it. Just in your last day, you will find out.
That's a good thing you're leaving.
Okay, what are they going to do? That's
right. You already forgot where to go.
That's right.
All right, stand by. We're going to have a look at that forecast. And if you have any kind of a home improvement question, by all means, phone it in, text it in, 651-461-9226. From Newstalk 830, this is WCCO.
Now, the latest conditions and the outlook for the next few days with your CCO forecast.
It's going to be a cloudy day here in the Twin Cities, high near 83. Overnight tonight, we'll drop to 59. See what tomorrow brings. 20% chance of showers, probably midday or so. Otherwise, 82 the high. Monday, slight chance of showers near 84. Tuesday, sunny near 86. We're going to be 86 on Wednesday as well with a small chance of showers. Come Thursday, showers and thunderstorms that we need, looks like they will be likely, with high near 84. Friday, chance of showers, mostly sunny otherwise, 82 the high by the end of the week. Right now, southeast winds at 8. We have a dew point of 53, 57% humidity. It's overcast. Let's see if things have changed here. It's been 69 degrees. We have now moved to 72 degrees here in Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Your Saturday source for expert advice, reliable answers, and smart solutions for every corner of your home. This is the Lindis Construction Home Improvement Show on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
And welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. Denny Long here along with Andy, Emily, and Kevin Lindis, answering any kind of a home improvement question you may have. We've been looking back at the success story of this great still family-run business. And Kevin and Emily and Andy is, of course, Andy had to live it too in his own way. Well, what was your first job with these guys?
Tearing roofs off. Actually, I got paid $1.50 an hour at one point in time when I was younger than that to paint the curbs at Lindis Construction.
And
I remember
weeds.
That. And I thought I was rich. Like it was big. Yeah. That was, you know, how many 5-cent candies you can buy for $1.50 an hour? And it was the worst paint job in the history of mankind. Like I got more paint on me than the curbs at the office. But it was a.
At least we knew where he was.
Yeah, there's a method to your madness. Right. That's true. Going back to those early years, I asked you to pose the question about finding people. I mean, you have family, you have friends. Hey, you know somebody who's knows how to, you know, measure twice and cut once,
right.
and do that. How was that search? That had to be somewhat difficult.
It was, you know, with the boys going through high school, you know, we don't get a lot of summer help kids anymore because their sports are all through the summer
true.
So much. So,
well, and the silly laws have changed.
Yeah.
Where you can't have a kid that's under 18 on a job site.
Right.
So that basically let our summer help is down to
college.
You know, it's they're shop people now.
Right.
You know, you can't have them. That's I disagree with that law. I understand the whole child labor thing and how dangerous a job site can be. But what a great way for somebody. And I just look at the amount of people that
we
did work for
through,
us
right.
through high school, through college, and then where they are now at Lindis Instruction. Those early years of getting a taste for the industry, not just the guys that and gals that work for us.
Right.
How many of them started in the summer working for us or through college work for us and gone off to be an entrepreneur in the trades in the here in the Twin Cities in some other capacity.
Right.
That's a you're not getting
it. We don't get that anymore. And we used to, you know, the boys, so we knew all their kids. They were all athletic kids, and so we got the cream of the crop for many years was they were all going through school, but also the farming community. We had a bigger farming community. If some kid came to apply for a job and he said he worked on a farm, I hired him.
Right away.
Right, instantly.
You knew he was a worker.
And knew he knew how to work.
Yeah.
Whatever we gave him would be nothing compared to what he'd been doing.
Now, during so many shows we've done here, Andy and I, always like to hear about prospects with youth. And I remember, it didn't seem that many years ago, there was a struggle finding people that knew, you know, the good people that were in the trades.
Yeah, a lot of the technical colleges got rid of the carpentry program even because no one was signing up for it. And then, you know, say what you will about COVID, but COVID put a big spotlight on my industry and how stable the remodeling industry is. And you've seen all these colleges. In fact, we just had one of the Twin Cities Technical College carpentry program. He just met him on, I don't know, Wednesday. He's was his first day at Lindis Instruction. So we've had a lot of not only just people right out of high school coming, people out of the military that have recently stopped being in the military have joined Lindis Instruction. We've had some people come over from private equity companies as private equity takes over the industry, and all different walks of life. And we've had more female applicants this year than we've ever
had. That's good news.
As well, yeah. It's in fact, we have you know, we've always had a lot of females around Lindis Instruction. When our paint store and place like that, but now we have actually in the field one of our window installers, one of our leaf guard installers, and we have a few more applicants we're taking a hard look at. And you know me and
our safety director,
and our industry celebrates women in the industry pretty regular. And there's always newspaper articles or magazine articles, and we've been highlighted on a few occasions, but you're seeing this more and more. And now one of the people I follow on social media is an entire female roofing crew and out of Canada, and they do some awesome work. So it's we're excited that we've seen not only with young people but all walks of life are coming to our industry now. And it's made the hiring process, I think, better. Mm-hmm. And I again, cats off to all the people I get to work with and the what you guys have all done for all of us is making us a place where people want to work. I don't think anything is more flattering when somebody you know and trust reaches out to you for one of their friends or family members to come apply and work for you. That's That's
pretty flattering.
It is. It's as it's as big a compliment as you can get, I think, in the world. That's entrusting us with a lot of things.
Well, Andy has talked about it a little bit, and he used the phrase private equity. I want to get Emily and Kevin's take on all these changes that have happened to so many businesses. Happened in my business and happened to related business, to Lindis Construction. Maybe Andy, you could explain it better. What am I talking about with the private equity that are taking over these businesses?
Not just our industry. Heck, dentist office, veterinarian clinics, doggy daycares. I met a roll up on mechanic shops. They had added 57 mechanics. When I say doggy daycares, literally, so they were their goal. The one guy I was talking to, their goal is to get like 60 more stores that year in the country. For doggy daycare. So you're seeing venture capital and private equity come into our industry. Right now, there's 33 private equity groups that own roofing companies in the country. And last year, I want to say it was a little over 200 different roofing companies came on. And if you look at it, they, you know, wow. The whole look of this crew, Denny.
I tell you what, this is like I'm dreaming this. I'm dreaming this, and I'm going back so many years because I'm seeing faces and Kevin and Emily and Andy. Bear with me, because some of my colleagues and my friends, I call them my friends, have shown their faces here in the studio. And I can't believe it. Dave Lee, Steve Murphy, Mike Lynch, this guy's still working, Lindsay Peterson. Lindsay, great to see you in here. And my longtime weekend buddy, and Andy knows too, Bruce Hogovic. It's great to see you all. Thank you for coming in.
Bruce?
You missed Ted Farrell's champagne, so I'm sorry about that. But it is. Thanks for coming in here. You know you're my friends. I can't. Don't get
well
me started
deserved.
Here. Don't get me started. Are you going to say something, or are you just going to stand there?
You are loved, Denny. You are loved.
All right, yeah, get over to the news position. There's Dave Lee. Hi, Dave.
Buddy, how you doing, Denny?
Well, I'm okay.
We came in here to see you in order of length of service. So I was last. I only had 32 and a half years. And then it was Murph, Bruce, and Doc. And I think you've outlasted all of us, Denny. So congratulations. One of the world's greatest guys. I think Murph, it goes without saying, we're not saying that because we're standing in front of you, maybe a little bit. But anyway, Denny is just a great guy to work with, and I think it shows when you see how many people came out to say hi to you.
Denny, we only do this every 55 years.
That's,
we're planning
that's good.
For the next one.
I won't be here for the next one. Thank
you're
you, Steve.
Greatest. You're the greatest.
Thank you so much, Dave Lee and Steve Murphy. These are the guys we get together every so often to have lunch. And one of these days I'm going to buy. You know that? I'll do
finally.
That.
Finally.
Next, finally. Yes, I'll do that.
You're going to climb Don Wallet Mountain. I can't believe that.
Well, when I worked with you, Denny, you worked all kinds of shifts here on the station. You were everywhere.
Yeah.
You were filled in during the day, and sometimes you were in the evening. And somebody told me that you actually did the old Honest to Goodness show.
I was Bill Deal and I were the last ones to do that. Yeah.
Yep. And that was, 9 o'clock on weeknights?
I don't remember.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. And Bruce Hogovic, as you know, Mike, Bruce and I, how many years did we work together? 30-some?
At least, I was here 39 years.
39, yeah. But many of them on our weekend.
Most of that was on the weekend, doing the news for your programs. And it was probably my most favorite time of my entire career here at CCO.
And mine as well.
Working with you on the weekend. It was so relaxing. You know, because during the week, it can be pretty hectic in the newsroom, from a newsroom standpoint. But I come in here on Saturday morning early, and I knew that it would be a relaxing day because I'm going to be working with Denny Long.
Well, you know what helped you? Because I know you didn't drink coffee, but you used to drink a gallon of Mountain Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew.
Oh, Diet Mountain Dew. That changes everything. But Bruce and I did so many shows, and we used to, this is a little inside information, that the rating companies would rate Monday through Friday and the weekends. And we always used to brag about ourselves.
Absolutely.
Saying if they took that mathematic out of the weekends, the numbers would definitely be lower. We used to tell ourselves that. But I think it was true in many cases.
Well,
we had a lot of fun.
The numbers spoke for themselves. We had good ratings on the weekends on CCO.
We had things like the Pumpkin Lady, and call Ellen Hogovic.
Ellen Hogovic every holiday season, Christmas time in Norway.
And there was a woman in, it was Hudson area, I think. Every year they would try a balloon. The hot air balloon.
Right.
And every year it would rain or something. There won't be any hot balloon race this day.
Anyway, congratulations, Denny. I mean, your 55 years here is a record breaker, of course, for CCO. And I think we could go across the nation and find very few on-air people that have been doing the job this long. And that says a lot about you as an individual. Everybody here at CCO Radio, not just these 20-some people in the studio, but everybody at the station over the years, always had the greatest love and respect for you. You were liked by everybody, and that's because of the kind of person you are. You're just a fine gentleman and a great broadcaster.
Not such a good dancer, though.
No.
That I got to improve. Bruce, it was great. It was great. Thanks for coming in.
Oh,
and Mike, My same birthday. We share a birthday.
Yes.
Dave Lee, great photographer, by the way. And I kick my cameras every time I go home because you're so good.
But, Denny, you were the photographer for our wedding.
That's
remember?
True.
For Kathy
That's
and
true.
I.
Yeah. Yes, I have a record of it. Yes. All right. I know we got to take a break. We got to take care of some business here. It's called commercial. This is commercial radio, right?
Get the money.
Thank you all. Thanks for coming in and taking the time.
Congratulations, Denny.
You are dear friends.
Denny Long.
Dear friends. We'll be back with more Home Improvement Talk here in News Talk 830. This is WCCO, and welcome back to this portion, the final remaining minutes of my whole gig here at 830 WCCO. Denny Long, retiring after 55 years, and but in the meantime, what a great day this has been. I thank all my friends, former colleagues, current colleagues here at CCO Radio for making this such a special day, and a special career, as a matter of fact. And what a great way to end with my friends from Linda's Construction, who've been friends for such a long time. And if you're just joining us, Andy Lindis is here, of course, but Kevin and Emily Lindis are here as well. And I wanted to ask, I think, a really important question, kind of go back to my question about private equity. What does that mean to some businesses? And I guess for some people, It's a good thing because it may allow them to really make a ton of money. But how does Linda stand? What is your philosophy on that? We've lost some businesses now because of that. People have lost their jobs at the last minute. Let me hear Andy's take on this first, and then let's talk to you guys.
You know, I'm happy for people in the industry that are able to go off into the sunset and get a nice little payday. It's definitely an exit strategy for a lot of friends of mine that I've met throughout the industry. And there's whole conferences that are designed around building a business to sell now and sell it specifically to the, you know, the private equity world. I think there's more roofers that know what EBITDA stands for now than at any point in history of roofing. But for me... And you see this happening with I read an article about strip malls getting blight now because all these stores have been bought by corporate America and they don't put any capital back into the thing. If you see anybody posting on social media about how do you feel about private equity, the employees that come on and talk about how they're not treated or don't get the tools in order to do the job that they want to do at those places. So I think it's an opportunity for places like us who have no interest in selling. We found out it was like there's under a 1% chance of success going to the third generation. So we decided to try that, and try to make something happen there. But you know, for me, I think it's an excellent opportunity to have bad competition, and I've welcomed it. I hate hearing the horror stories that some customers have to go through. And we were getting text last week about the Rusco situation, and I've never been one, and Dad, you and Mom were always part of the home builders associations and the, you know, lessen the codes and the barrier to entry to our industry. We always thought this was the area that people could get into, but now I'm kind of about-faced a little bit on that, where I'm okay with more codes and making sure that jobs are inspected the way they should have been inspected, and more importantly, the laws that we have in place need to be enforced, and the people that are in charge of the building officials need to enforce those codes of the not giving the deductible on the insurance company and how long the warranties are supposed to go, and the no solicit stuff that all of us have to follow. And when you're a small company like me, you know, a $200,000-$300,000 fine is scary. So right. We do whatever it takes to follow every rule. Like our lawyers and the people we work with, the marching orders are if we get sued or audited, we want to be able to go to court and deliver a big gut punch to who's ever doing that to us, because we do everything the proper way. And I just see corners getting cut now. That's a little bit alarming. But for us, right, we've gotten three pretty good people that from private equity this year.
Yeah.
That are stepping into managerial roles. And I've had some people leave Linus Construction because they get painted this big picture. Like, hey, come over to us. We're going to make you part of the umbrella. And then you're going to sell out and you're going to get this big payday. And they last 6 months and they come back to us. And those people have a whole new perspective on working at Linus Construction once they go down the corporate America. I don't want to bash corporate America because I work with corporate America all the time. Half my manufacturers are corporate America, and I understand that we're in this business to make a dollar, but I just don't think that's the way to live life. Like, living life to try to make money is not the answer. Don't get me wrong. There's nobody that's going to work at Linus Construction for free. Well, yeah. $1.50 an hour is almost for free. But
but look how many nickel things you could buy.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a couple of minutes to go in the show. Again, I'm going to thank you all for everything, for keeping the show alive, my dream here alive, keeping this home improvement show here on CCO for so long. What do you think of what's the future? You guys have never, in all my dealings personally and professionally with Linda's, you guys really are customer-oriented. Mm-hmm. I've never heard a complaint about, boy, they were mean to us, or they cheated. They never. Mm-hmm. You guys are always, you do. I sound like I'm making a commercial here, but it's like you do keep people first, not only your workers, but the customers.
We have to, because that's who writes our paycheck. I'll tell you how far this industry has gone since the boys have taken over, and I was in the office the other day. We were sitting in Adam's office, and he's got a big screen TV. And in our day, we would just sit and watch movies, maybe. But he's looking at his computer system, and an employee had written down accidentally the wrong address. So homeowner was inadvertently charged for an hour of work. Well, the GPS didn't coordinate with it, so they knew that the employee hadn't been there. They traced it back. The homeowner got the credit.
Oh.
They realized that one of the estimates that had been on that job was over. So the homeowner got another credit. I mean, you don't hear of that. You don't hear of companies giving back a couple $1,000 because we bid it too high. The homeowner wouldn't have known.
You took care of it.
We took care of the business. But they did it all in seconds. It would have taken me 3 months to catch up.
In the old analog paper.
I'd have done it, but it would have taken me 3 months.
I know we have to run, and I want to thank you from my heart that what you guys have done for me and for the radio station. It means the world to so many people. Yep. Kevin and Emily, thank you so much. And Andy, pal, we'll talk when we get down the road a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to stop by Ball and get some. I can't remember the name of that restaurant, but we're going to go there. Have a treat.
All right. Love you, Danny. Thank you.
Love you guys. Danny. Thank you all for showing up today. And I'm going to leave Kenny Rogers, my last piece of music on this radio station. And thank you to our listeners for listening.
Yeah. I'm just glad you came my way. It's not easy. Goodbye.